Zimbabwe.
What's good, buddy? Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we have to work from home, but nonetheless, we're here. Here on The Connection on Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2020. Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Michael Orbe. Unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on, due to COVID-19, we have had to work from home. What this means is you cannot join our program as per usual, and this program is pre-recorded. Nonetheless, we're here. Sisonke, like so. Pano Pachirongo Chedichi here on The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the conversation on COVID-19, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Joining us is going to be Dr. Tinotienda Simemeza as we tackle the rise in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. But we also look to touch on another discussion, which we partially touched on 2 weeks ago here on The Connection, the issue of schools opening in Zimbabwe. Now, for those that do not know, last week, the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, in her post-cabinet briefing where she was talking to the press, she announced that on the 14th of September, which is next week, schools are going to be opening. Now, all of this is happening during the same time that the nation is fighting alongside the world coronavirus, the global pandemic that is responsible for taking over 200 deaths in Zimbabwe. Now, first up, let's tackle the health issue and then we'll head over to education. According to Johns Hopkins University, over 27,350,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. I repeat, 27,350,000 people worldwide COVID-19 positive. Over 893,000 people worldwide have died, and some positivity as usual, 18,355,000 have recovered. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, and for those watching our program on our Facebook pages, VOA Shana, VOA NWA, and VOA Studio 7, you can see the graphic. So for those tuning in via radio, I urge you all to join the Facebook stream for you to see all this information. According to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has approximately 7,300 COVID cases, over 210 dead, and over 5,450 have recovered. Now, the latest information, as shown in the graphic and the stream, released by the Ministry of Health, does not show the cumulative amount of tests that have been done to date. However, it does highlight that 416 PCR tests were conducted just yesterday alone, 182 new cases tested positive yesterday alone, and 82 were reported to have recovered and 2 died yesterday. I repeat, 416 PCR tests conducted in Zimbabwe yesterday, 182 new cases tested positive, and 82 were reported to have been recovered, and 2 died yesterday. But Muria Zimbabwe, without further ado, let us head over to the conversation that we have with Dr. Tinotienda Simemeza as we tackle the rise in COVID cases in Zimbabwe.
I think the data is essentially showing that most people are recovering.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been that many deaths as the ones that were projected before Corona started in Zim. Or in Africa in general. So the data as it stands is showing that most people recover from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've had this conversation about recoveries and, you know, especially Zimbabwe related, because I find it intriguing that we're doing so well, considering the current state of the healthcare system in Zimbabwe. And some people are of the opinion that if you look at the trend of COVID in general, it's worldwide, it tends to be affecting people majority of the age of 50 and above. Now, when we look at the demography of how many people in Zimbabwe are of that age, majority of the population are under the age of 35. Is there a reflection of that analysis when we look at the data?
When we look at the data, I think the reflection is there. It's part of the assumptions that are being made. Mm-hmm. Why COVID-19 is not hitting as hard as it would have if mm-hmm. our population was above the age of 50 or if we had an elderly population. So mm-hmm. I think it's one of the factors that is being considered and being looked into and studied to say our population is mainly youthful, mainly below the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
And from the worldwide studies that have been carried out, it shows that there's a lower chance that those who are below the age of 35 and do not have any comorbidities would actually succumb to the condition. So I think it's one of the factors that is contributing to this low numbers in terms of those who are succumbing. But also, we should also highlight that our testing, although it has improved, but it's not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries are now conducting free PCR tests.
Mm-hmm.
But where we are still charging, so that also will contribute to the low testing compared to elsewhere. So we should also look at it in that perspective, that our testing hasn't reached the peak. I think by now everyone should have been tested. We should be mm-hmm. having drive-by testing. We should be having community testing such that our statistics may also reflect what's actually on the ground. So that would be also another factor.
But looking at the amount of the population itself, is that a necessity? I'm talking in terms of the amount of people that have contracted COVID.
Looking at the amount of people that have contracted COVID, it's still a necessity in the sense that what we want to do is to stop spread as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really necessary to get the areas where COVID is being transmitted the most. And we can only identify that through rampant testing.
Right.
So once we've identified that, we make sure that we stop the spread such that we go back to normal as quick as possible. So mm-hmm. it is a necessity in the sense that we need to stop the virus from spreading, such that we go back to normal, like what New Zealand did and the other countries did.
Now, whilst on the same discussion of testing, Dr. Smemeza, another essential thing, which seems to be a problem in a lot of countries worldwide, is the issue of contact tracing. Mm-hmm. How well is Zimbabwe performing in that?
I think, yes. For those who have tested positive,
mm-hmm.
the contact tracing is a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
If we are able, because when people are identified and they said, they were corona positive, mm-hmm. they are able to then trace where they were and who they met or their families and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of community, just someone who was randomly infected in the community and the tracing is a bit difficult, I think mm-hmm. we are still lacking in that area. So it's a bit taxing and it's also difficult to do. And I think we haven't yet the capacity to do that. In other countries, they use cameras. There are cameras mm-hmm. all over. If you know where you were and each point and so forth. So for us, in terms of the community spread, difficult mm-hmm. to trace.
All right. Dr. Smemeza Tombo Batanyai Nerumira Maitochi Petawe Hukude Nechirungu. Tichitarisa namba yevanhu vabata chirwere ichi checoronavirus munyika parizvino pane vanhu vanodarika 7,300 vatosvika 7,300 vabatwa chirwere ichi. Nemaondero enyu mungati Zimbabwe hurumende iri kushanda nemazvo here mukubatsirawo vanhu kuti chirwere chichatekeshere munyika?
Ini chekutanga ndechekuti tichingotarisa manumbers edu ari munyika parizvino nezvakange zvichitaurwa kunzi zvichaitika, kuratidza izvo kuti manumbers edu ari low enge maprojections anga amboitwa aya ekuti Africa ndo ichanatso kwadzwa nechirwere checorona hazvisiri izvo zviri kunatsoti zviri kuitika parizvino. Saka tinoona kuti zvine mafactors akawanda ari kukonzeresa taitike yatataura iya yekuti vanhu vakawanda munyika medu vanhu vechidiki. Saka vanhu vechidiki ava zvakaratidzwa nemastudies ari kuitika kudzimwe nyika kuti havaafektwi nechirwere ichi maningi kana kuti havafi nechirwere ichi, vazhinji vanorecover. Izvo zvatinenge tiri kuona. Saka titarise manamba aripo sezvaari, but also tiri kufanira kutarisa kuti testing yedu haisati yasvika papeak pairi kufanira kusvika. So also mastatistics edu haasati anatsotiratidza chaizvo chaizvo on the ground. Saka tinofana kuramba kuti tiwedzere kutesta kwedu so that toziva kuti chirwere ichi chiri kupararira kupi munzvimbo dzipi. Kana tazviona izvozvo tobva tazvistopa kuita kuti tikurumidze kudzokera kuti nyika yedu itange kufamba nemazvo.
Mabata nyaya yemaongororo iri kubuda yenyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji pasi rose kwete muzimbabwe chete vechidiki vari kupora, vanenge vabata chirwere ichi varikubva vapora. Mungati ndicho chinhu chiri kubatsira nyika yezimbabwe here tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vazhinji munyika vanhu vechidiki?
Ndingati ndo chimwe chezvinhu chiri kubatsira. Pane matheories akawanda nenyaya yekuti hatisati tanatsostudya environment yedu nekuti kuti why is it tisiri kuaffectwa stereki. Zviri kuratidza izvo kuti age ndo chimwe chezvinhu chiri kubetsera, uyezve weather yedu zviri kunzi izvo winter yedu yanga iri short and our summer has already begun. Saka zuva rakaratidza kuti UV light inobetsera kuderedza chirwere ichi. So inokwanisa iri imwe yezvikonzero yekuti why chirwere chisiri kutekeshera nenyika sezvakanga chichifanira kunge zvakazvifungira.
All right, Dr. Smemeza, now another thing I want to touch on, and it's good that I have you here, is the stereotypes that seem to be coming with coronavirus. There are some people who tend to fear people who have contracted and recovered COVID-19. Within society, you know, when they hear, there's someone who contracted coronavirus, and even though they recover, when they come out, all of a sudden people feel like they can't hang out with them or they can't spend time with them, not just them, but even their family members and people around them. When a person contracts coronavirus and recovers, are they likely to recontract it, and what does it mean?
Well, in terms of recovery, it means that from the studies that have been done, when someone actually recovers, they can actually go back into the society. Not spread the condition. So the period at which the person is spreads the condition is the period at which the condition is active in his body. So that's why you are tirikuona izvo kuti vanhu vari kurapirwa kudzimba vari kungonzi kana time yacho yapera asisina masymptoms they can actually go back without being tested again. Vari kutodzokera into integrate back with the society. So the stereotypes are there and they are justified in a sense yekuti chirwere chinyowani enge vanhu hatisati takunatsoziva kuti izve shuwa munhu kana anga abatira chirwere icho achachibatira futi zvakare here kana kuti achichaspreade zvakare. So sort of like a justified fear yekuti muro iri muvanhu. But nema studies aitwa pari zvino munyika dzakanyanya kubatwa nechirwere icho na China, United Kingdom and so forth, vari kuratidza izvovo pamaguidelines avo kuti munhu arinokwanisa kungo integratewa back into society after the time line yake yapfuura yekuti.
But now, whilst on the same discussion as we wrap up our conversation on reintegration, what would you have for our regular Zimbabweans who have not contracted coronavirus? Because some people, even when they come back, we don't want to hang out with them. So what advice would you have for regular Zimbabweans?
I think my advice essentially would be not to segregate our fellow countrymen or our fellow friends and family because they contracted the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But we should exercise caution at all costs, whether someone has had the virus or not. Caution mm-hmm. should always be exercised, but mm-hmm. we shouldn't segregate. Vanhu veukama uyezve society yedu inoencouragea kuti tibetserane kana panenge paitika matambudziko and so forth. So segregation is not best in terms of fighting this fight against COVID-19. But we should exercise caution in terms of our social distancing and our hand sanitizing and our strict hygiene, but not to soropodza kana ku vanhu vakabata chirwere hatafane kuinteracta navo. I think we should always be exercised.
Mm-hmm. Now, my very last question to you, Dr. Simemeza, this one is more pertaining to schools. I know I had you on the program 2 weeks ago talking about it. It's been established a date that schools are going back. And so I would love to hear your take as a medical expert to say, what advice would you have for these students and teachers and parents as they are preparing to go back to school on the 14th and the 28th? What advice would you have for them?
I think my advice to the schools and also to the parents and to the teachers is to say, we should start educating our children on the safety measures they need to take. I think it won't be a one-day process. It actually needs to be a daily thing that we do so that it gets into their minds and they grasp the seriousness of the condition and what impact it has on the society. And it can only work by educating and by talking to our children on mm-hmm. how they can help prevent the spread of this disease and keep themselves and also their friends protected and their families protected. So I think this process should start now, not when students go back to school, but it should start now in their homes and within their small cliques and their families, such that since we are going ahead with opening the schools, it will be something that is already engraved in their minds to say we should always practice caution up until this pandemic has stopped, in a sense.
All right, silukandaba liyamuzwa udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza uyasho ngempela umbono wakhe njengodokotela. Uyakhuluma umbono wakhe ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana nalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Thank you so much to Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza for joining us here on The Connection. Now, udokotela Simemeza highlights ama-points ayi-4. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi abantu abaningi elizweni njengalokho okuvezwa lugatsha lukahulumende olukhangela indaba ezempilakahle, i-Ministry of Health, ukuthi abantu abaningi elizweni ababanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane sebepholile ngempela. uyasho ngempela ukuthi into yesibili number 2 njengoba abantu abanenge elizweni bangabantu abasakhulayo majority of the population elizweni are young people uthi lokhu kuyasiza when we're talking about the fight against umkhuhlane lo we COVID-19 ngenxa yokuthi isikhangela phela i-data ekhona emhlabeni wonke jikelele okwenzakalayo abantu abaningi abasakhulayo who don't have ama preconditions like izinto ezifana labo cancer, abo blood pressure, you know, imikhuhlane like those, like imvukuzane, ukuthi eningi labantu ababhubha ngenxa yalo mkhuhlane bangabantu abadala, one, or two, abantu abasakhulayo who have amanye ama-conditions like i-diabetes and i-high blood pressure. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi into yesi-3 uhulumende kumele azame ngamandla akhe wonke to increase inani labantu abahlolwa for umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. Uthintile njalo indaba e-stigma lokhu kwenzakalayo elizweni ukuthi abantu meet abantu abake babanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane and sebese basaba babona ngani labo balakho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane. Udokotela Simemeze uyathi hayi yebo ngempela yena njengodokotela njengengcwethi kwezempilakahle he understands ama-sentiments lawo kodwa uyasho ngempela ukuthi abantu kumele bazame ngamandla bonke ukuhlonipha abanye abantu unxa ungahlangana lo muntu oke wabanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kumele umhloniphe kumele lawe uzame ukuzivikela kodwa umhloniphe abe umbone ngani ngumuntu hayi ukuthi sebe umphatha ngani ngumuntu who's just walking around spreading umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi umuntu ulapho ukuphola from umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. Makathi retho kwetshele itshebe tshidiki mthwakazi omuhle muri eZimbabwe chirongwa The Connection muineni Michael Hove.
Zikhipha lapho egama ngumawiza amekwaito artist aka Mr. Mkhulumi isikhiwa ngevenecu. Guys, COVID-19 abayibiza ngecorona yinto ekhona phambili nge-social distancing. Asigezeni izandla always. Stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy Majita. Easy
Majita, easy. Ingoma ekama Wiza on the beat there. Young musician from going to choose ya tunga la. Uyakhuthaza phela uZulu uthi hayi lingakhohlwa. COVID-19 is real. COVID-19 is there. 2019 is the number to dial if you're looking to learn more information about COVID-19. If you suspect that you have COVID-19 in Zimbabwe and you feel like you're showing symptoms of COVID-19, that's the number to call to find out more information. But now, whilst on the same discussion of, the stigma attached, I wanted to bring a face to it. There's some people that Studio 7 has spoken to who have contracted coronavirus and who have had to deal with the stigma. Amongst them is Kudzi Matsivile. He is a young journalist in Zimbabwe who contracted coronavirus and has had to live with people, stigmatizing him as a human being, stigmatizing the family and so forth. So let's head over to Kudzi so that he breaks down his ordeal of what it means to be a COVID-19 survivor and what he's had to deal with.
Kutarisirwa mune nzira isina kunaka nevamwe veruzhinji nekuda kwekuti ndakaita chirwere cheCOVID-19. Munoona kuti munzvimbo ino yatinogara tine dambudziko remvura. Mvura kunwa haiwanike zvekuti mvura tinotoiwana muzvibhorani. Saka nenyaya yekuti pane kakutarisirwa kasiko kana kuti kutariswa kwakashoreka nekuti pakaitika chirwere cheCOVID pamusha pedu. Munoona kuti kana namai vangu chaivo mazuva ano vakutotya kutoti vabude vaende kunochera mvura nekuti pavanosvika kunochera mvura mangu madzimai anenge ari pachibhorani vanotanga kutotiza vachiti ndivo vanhu vecovid vaya. Ini pache zvangu pane zvino ndapora kuti ndikwanise kufambawo kuti ndiendewo kana kuzvitoro kundotenga chino nechino chandee ndichida handisi kukwanisa nekuti vanhu vanenge vachindinongedzera vachindipa mazita. Mune mumwe musi ndakatoti ndichida kusvika ndichida kuti ndichinje mari yangu. Vanhu vaichinja mari yacho vakatadza kuti ndichinjire vakati no, nhasi hatisi kuita izvozvo. Wai nekuti ndanga ndine chirwere cheCOVID. Saka munoona kuti munzvimbo dzatinogara dzino mashoko muburikidza nenyaya dzeCOVID idzi haasati anyatsopinda muvanhu. Vanhu vanongofunga kuti munhu ukaita COVID wakuchita semuna ni maperi mbuzi, munu keta COVID, au kwanze kurarama, munu keta COVID, chinchinenge chitera, ratongo warufu. Tishienda futi panyaye kusarudzana, iyo iyo. Muno nakuti pandaka pinda muchipatara ndanga ndine musikana wangu anaidana nanai pandaka ndine urongwa kuti tirozorora nogore richipera asi nekuda kwekuti ndakanga nda bada chirwere checovid akanditumira shoko pa phone pangu apa achindiudza kuti inini ukazoudza vanhu kuti une covid vanhu vanozotanga kuzondinongedzerawo ndikataiwa pakanaka so mushure mekunge ndabuda muchipatara ndaenda pachena Dopa akazobva angonditumira shoko akati no, kuti ndifambidzane newe handifunge kuti zvichakwanisa kuitika. Saka zvinhu zvakaindishungurudzwa futi izvozvo. Bhozi ndakaona kuti kusarudzwa kusina kunaka kwandakaita nekuti ndanga ndine chirwere checovid. Pese apo zvinhu zvedu zvaifamba zvakanaka. Asi nekuti ndakazenge ndaita chirwere checovid, munhu akazongori kuti tifambidzane zvanga zvisizaite. Saka munoona kuti zvoni vanhu vachine ruzivo rushoma. Information iri kusvika kune vanhu ishoma kana takaita tisanyaya dzecovid dzvara nongofunga kuti ukaita covid upenyu hwako hwatoperera ipapo haukwanisi kunge uchirarama uchakwanisi kuita upenyu after covid just like zvandiri kuita iye nhasi
All right, then, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing from young journalist Kudzi Madzivire talking about his ordeal. He highlights how what he's had to go through as a young person who has contracted coronavirus and recovered, but there's still stigma attached to it. One of the things that Kudzi talks about is how he actually was about to get married, and due to the stigma attached by coronavirus, his fiance at the time even decided, you know what, let's call this off. I don't think I could get married to you because of the stigma attached due to COVID-19. So that's what some people have had to go to. And now the Ministry of Health have also issued some statements with regards to stigma related to COVID-19. A couple of weeks back, I've played this clip before, but I want to play it one more time. Dr. Sacrifice Chirisa of the Ministry of Health, he also is a COVID-19 survivor, and he addresses the issue of stigma. So let's head over to Dr. Sacrifice Chirisa. The above clip we're about to play is courtesy of the Ministry of Health. For the full clip, you can go or head over to their Facebook page, and it is available there.
I went through that, being suffering from a condition with no treatment and not knowing really what is going to happen. You become anxious. You start to worry about tomorrow and things like that. Like I told you, I said in the other interview, I actually wrote a will during that time and things like that. And because I was scared. And so, those feelings are okay, but they need to be managed. And what I've seen is that there are a lot of people who've got so much fear, they are actually creating COVID symptoms even if they don't have the palpitations, the shortness of breath. That's actually more almost like a panic attack that people are having. And I always say that when you see that you have come down and the shortness of breath is goes low, it's unlikely to be COVID. Because with COVID, it's sustained and it continues. And one other thing that I want to say is stigma. The reason, one of the reasons why I came out being a deputy director of mental health, one of the things that I really wanted to deal with, and why I came out and said, look, I've got COVID, is to deal with the stigma. A lot of people stigmatize people that then suffer. I've seen people being called COVID center, epicenter, or something like that. I think we need to come out and we need to destigmatize and say, look, this is something that is global. It can come to you and you don't want people to treat you nasty.
Shout out there to Dr. Sacrifice Chirisa of the Ministry of Health. He is talking about the stigma that comes with COVID-19. He's saying people, jimomirai, womakasa, stop it! People with COVID-19 that contract COVID-19 and recover can still live a normal life. 2019 is the number to dial if you suspect that you may have COVID. So dial that number if you have any symptoms and you can learn more about what this means, your symptoms, and whether or not you have contracted coronavirus, where you can get tested. That's the number to dial. Once again, 2019. Makatira chirongo chino chive chidiki, ushelo D Connection, muineni Mike Hove, Muri Zimbabwe. Early on, we're touching on COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Approximately 7,300 people tested positive for COVID-19. 5,450 have recovered from COVID-19. And as we speak, the death toll is currently sitting at 210. Now, let's head over to Bulawayo, that is the second city that is in terms of how many people have contracted COVID-19 behind Harare. As we speak, Bulawayo is sitting at over 1,300 cases and at over 41 deaths. That is the city behind Harare. We speak to Efidela Ngube, who runs an organization that educates people about COVID-19 in Bulawayo. He highlights what's going on in Bulawayo with regards to COVID-19, how the city is, how people in the city are feeling, and of course, what needs to be done to make sure that as we head over to schools, remember I talked about schools, what should students and teachers do to ensure that they stay safe?
Umkhuhlane we-coronavirus uyamemetheka elizweni njengalokho ukubona usenzeka lasemagumbini amane omhlaba. Usesekhona emhlabeni, usaphefumulwa, usathelelwana. Kanti-ke njalo abantu kabakaguquli izenzo zabo kasikaboni esithi behavior change ngokuthola kwabo ulwazi. Balutholile ulwazi kodwa kabaguqulanga ikuphila kwabo. Ungakhangela edolobheni lapha endaweni ehlukahlukeneyo kakula social distancing, akula kuzivikela ngendlela efaneleyo, kabenzi konke lokho okudingakalayo ukuba kwenziwe ukuze abantu bavikeleke. Ngokunjalo ke igciwane lizaya limemetheka ligcwala ilizwe lonke kuze kufike leso sikhathi abantu abazakwazi ukuthi balithathe ngendlela eliyingozi ngakhona.
Ngobulawayo kulabantu abedlula 1300 asebebanjwe ngalomkhuhlane, njalo 41 sebelahlekelwe ngumphefumulo bebulawa ngalomkhuhlane. Sikhangela inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalomkhuhlane, ubona ngani izakhamizi zako Bulawayo ziyahlonipha na imithetho efakwe nguhulumende njalo ekhuthazwa ngabodokotela emayelana ngokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19?
Iningi labantu liyawuhlonipha umthetho wokuzivikela egciwaneni le-coronavirus, kodwa bakhona abalutshwane abangahloniphiyo. Asikhumbule ukuthi nxa ngabe kulabantu abangu-1,000 oyedwa engahloniphi umthetho phakathi kwenkulungwane yona leyo uzakwazi ukuthelela abantu ugcine usufinyelele emagumbini abanomhlaba. Phakathi esigidi esiyimiliyoni nxa ekhona yedwa ongahloniphi imithetho uyagcina ethelele bonke abanye abantu. Ngakho ke akukhathalekile ukuthi baningi okungakanani kumbe balutshwane okungakanani abangahloniphi imithetho, kodwa bakhona abangahloniphi imithetho, yiwa ababanga ukuthi igciwane limemetheke libe lilokhe libulala abantu, libe lilokhe ligcwala koBulawayo, lichithekela kuzo zonke indawo. Ngoba nxa selikoBulawayo selisemathebeland, seliseZimbabwe yonke, ngokuba koBulawayo lapho othola khona abantu abavele endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Ngeviki edlule uhulumende utshele uZulu ukuthi izikolo zizavula ngeviki ezayo. Osekuchiye uZulu ekhathazekile ngenxa yokuthi lokhu kwenzakala kulesi sikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka ngendlela emangalisayo elizweni. Ukubona njani lokho?
Izikolo kumele zivulwe. Kuqakathekile ukuthi impilo yabantwana iye phambili. Kungaze kwamiswa abantwana, ikusasa labo liqakathekile. Umlando omkhulu ngokuthi ke kuvikelwe abantwana. Ukuvulwa izikolo mele zivulwe, kube sekuvikelwa abantwana, kuvikelwe amatitshala, kuvikelwe abazali. Abazali labo balemsebenzi omkhulu wokuthi bavikele abantwana lamatitshala, ngokuba bangathelela umntwana, umntwana ayethelela amatitshala. Utitshala ngabuya legciwane, uyathelela abantwana, kuzothelela abazali. So sonke silomlando wokubona ukuthi igciwane kalifike esikolo, ukuthi abantwana bayahamba bayefunda babhale baphumelele. Lokho kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenzeke. Lezi amaklasi avulwayo grade 7, Form 4, uform 6, kuqakathekile ukuthi kuvulwe. Okukhulu ukuthi sibone ukuthi izinto zonke zokuthi bavikeleke zikhona. Kungumsebenzi kahulumende lokho ukuthi akubone ukuthi kuyenzeka.
Hayi, siyakuzwa isikhathi iswe sesidliwe nguMangoyi. Phosela amazwi akho okugcina amayelana ngokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ikakhulukazi kubabalisi njalo abafundi abazabe behamba esikolo ngevikezayo.
Igciwane le-coronavirus likhona, liyabulala. Zivikele wena lobathandayo, labahlala lawe laba kusigaba sakho lelizwe lonke ngokulandela izimiso ezifakwe nguhulumende le World Health Organization. Ukuphika ukuthi kakula coronavirus uthi wena kakula coronavirus kubanga ukuthi kube lula ukuthi uyithelelwe kumbe uyithelele abanye kube sekulahleka impilo zabantu abanene. Kwabaya esikolo abantwana, zivikeleni bantwana, lilandele yonke imithetho elitsheliweyo. Livikeleke, livikele amatitshala enu, livikele abazali. Hambani liyofunda kodwa okukhulu likwazi ukuthi kulokufa phakathi kwethu okudinga ukuthi sonke senze okufanele sikwenze ukuba sivikeleke.
Efi Dlela Ncube, aliyamuzwa phela uEfi Dlela Ncube, that was Efi Dlela Ncube, who was highlighting what's happening in Bulawayo going to Zetunga with regards to coronavirus. As I mentioned earlier on, of those 7,300, over 1,300 are from Matabeleland, are from Bulawayo. Of those 210 deaths, 41 are from Bulawayo alone. So that was Efi Dlela Ncube highlighting what's happening in the nation's second largest city, going to Zetunga, whereby people are concerned because the number of COVID cases are continually increasing. One thing Efi Dlela Ncube highlights is that the fact that people understand but are not changing their behaviors with regards to COVID-19 is one of the things that's leading to the spread of COVID-19 in Bulawayo in particular. He highlights that, yes, people are starting to understand more and people are starting to know more about coronavirus, but they're not changing their behaviors. And as much as a lot of people are wearing masks, it takes one person for it to spread. So even if you're in a circumstance whereby a million people are wearing masks, that guy who's million and one, that one, as long as he contracts coronavirus, could spread it to the other million. And so he's saying that it's a situation whereby people need to all remind each other, hey, Chacha, when you go out, wear your mask. Hey, Mfesu, when you do this, wear your mask, wash your hands, COVID-19. Magatira chirongwa chini cheve chitiki, mtsakazo muhle, muri Zimbabwe, chirongwa D Connection, muineni, Mike Hove.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Is the number to dial if you're looking to learn more information about COVID-19. If you suspect that you have COVID-19 in Zimbabwe and you feel like you're showing symptoms of COVID-19, that's the number to call to find out more information. But now, university students are also amongst the people who are educating their peers with regards to COVID-19. Recently, the University of Zimbabwe, the SRC body, the Student Representative Council, started a COVID-19 task force. So we reached out to Abiona Mataranyika, who is the president of the SRC, to hear what the students are doing and how they're helping in the fight against COVID-19.
Sangano reused COVID-19 task force. Isangano ratakaona rakakodzera kuti ringe riripo mushure mekunge tine COVID iri pakati pedu iyi. Asi takaona zvekuti hatingarambi takagara kudzimba tichiita kuti zvikoro zvisaenderere mberi. Asiwo mukuti zvikoro zvienderere mberi takagara pasi sevatungamiri vevadzidzi SRC tikafunga izvo kuti ngatiitei sangano rinonzi Used COVID-19 Task Force. Iro rinotarisa kuti vana vechikoro vari kutedzera here mitemo yeCOVID-19 iyo inosanganisira kugeza maoko nguva dzose nekumisa mishonga yemaoko masanitizers uyezve nekutarisa kuti pane social distancing here uye zvakare pekupedzisira nekuti vanhu ava vari kupfeka here mamask kuti tigare tichichengetedza mitemo yekuti COVID-19 isapararire kwese kwese.
Sesangano zvii zvamuri kuita mukudzivirira kutekeshera kwechirwere checovid-19 muzvikoro?
Sesangano reused COVID-19 task force tiri kushandira tiri pa University of Zimbabwe and sangano iri rine vanhu vanodarika ivo 20 iro basa ravo nderekuti vanenge vachifamba mese munenge mine vadzidzi vachitarisa kuti vadzidzi vari kutedzera here mitemo yekudzivirira COVID-19 kupararira kwayo. Ndiro basa ravo ravari kuita kuti tichengetedze vadzidzi vedu vari vatano, nekuti izvo hatikwanisi kuramba takavhara zvikoro asi kuti zvikoro zvienderere mberi. Tinodawo kuti vadzidzi vedu vange vakachengetedzeka.
Vechidiki vamuri kusangana navo vari kunzwisisa here kukosha kuremekedza mitemo iripo yakanangana nekudzivirira kutekeshera kwecovid-19 munyika?
Vazhinji vevadzidzi vari kunzwisisa zvakanyanyisa kukosha kwakaita kudzivirira nekuremekedza mitemo iripo yecovid-19. Asi kuno avo vashomawo havazoshayiki, vanenge vasinganzwisisi vanotongofungirawo kuti chirwere ichi chiri kungotaurwa vati hachina nebasa rese chachose. Asi vazhinji vacho toda kutenda kuti vari kunzwisisa uyezve vari kuremekedza mitemo iyo yakaiswa munyika yekuti vanhu vapfeke mamask uye nekudzivirira nzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda, ende zvinhu zvinofadza zvachose.
Aiwa, takunzwai muzvari abiona petai hurukuro yedu nekukandira vechidiki vemuZimbabwe mazwi ekurudziro akanangana nekudzivirira kutekeshera kwechirwere checovid-19.
Kuvechidiki vari muZimbabwe, ndinoda kuvakurudzira ivo kuti vagare vachidzivirira chirwere ichi, nekuti chirwere ichi chiriko and kuti chisapararira nenyika yese. Ndinokurudzira kuti vechidiki vaone vachitedzera mitemo iyo yakaiswa kuti itevedzerwe kuti tidzivirire COVID-19, inosanganisira iyo kupfekwa kwemamask, kudzivirira nzvimbo dzino vanhu zhinji. Naizvowo mashoko ndinoti vechidiki vakamatedzera tinogona kufamba mune zvakanaka uye chirwere chikasaparadzirwa nenyika yese.
Muzvare Abiona Mataranyeka of the president of the UZSRC was basically breaking down what's happening in the University of Zimbabwe, whereby they launched a task force that targets towards helping other students understand more about COVID-19. Abiona Mataranyeka lapa uyasho ngempela ukuthi bona njengabafundi kunengi ngempela okukhona abakwenzayo okujonge ukufundisa abanye abontana okuningi okumayelana nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Sebesungule, sebeqalile phela, hayi inkampani kodwa i-organization ejonge ukukhangela phela indaba lezi ze-COVID, ikakhulukazi e-University of Zimbabwe. Betshela phela abanye abontanga ukuthi bangakubona uphuma ubhodabhoda ungagqokanga imask, bayakudonsa esayidini besithi hayi kanti bafethu mfethu ngicela ukuthi ugqoke imask ungaphuma ngoba hayi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ukhona ngempela. But now, once on the same discussion of schools, earlier on I touched on the fact that we're going to be tackling the discussion of schools opening last week in a post-cabinet meeting. We heard Honorable Monica Mochangwa, the Minister of Information, announcing that schools are going to be opening on the 14th, which is next week, and on the 28th. Let's head over to a clip courtesy of Open Parley. The full clip that you're about to watch is available on their Facebook page, whereby Honorable Monica Mchangwa discusses more about this opening of schools, what government is going to be doing to ensure that students are safe, and more. Let's head over to Honorable Monica Mchangwa.
Regarding primary and secondary education, Cabinet notes that based on an ongoing consultation with relevant stakeholders in that sector, the Ministry is continuing with its preparations for the reopening of schools for the end of year 2020 final examination classes. 15 stakeholders have submitted their inputs, and another 9 are expected to make their submissions shortly. Among those that were invited for inputs on the reopening of schools are the following: the Zimbabwe Visually Impaired Teachers Union, ZITU, and 9 other teachers' unions, then the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Education, then the Association of Schools Development Committees, the Independent Colleges in Zimbabwe, the Private Schools Association of Zimbabwe, and the Association of Trust Schools. The schools' opening dates are scheduled for 14th September 2020 for Cambridge examination classes, and 28 September 2020 for ZIMSEC examination classes. Cabinet approved that the ZIMSEC examinations should start on 1st December 2020. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is working closely with other ministries and stakeholders to guarantee the safety of pupils and staff during the examinations period. Standard operating procedures have been distributed to all schools.
Well, Monia Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Honorable Monica Muchangwa, who was highlighting what's going to be happening next week when schools are opening, and of course the measures that are going to be taken to ensure that students and teachers are safe. Now, this motion is something that has currently been debated by some teachers' organizations and some parents. Earlier on, you heard Effie Vela-Ngobe also touching on the issue of schools. But Effie was saying, you know what, children should go back to school. It's about time, as long as government makes sure that all precautions, emphasis is on all precautions, are taken to ensure that both the students and the teachers are safe in that environment. But let's head over to some of these teachers who are against schools opening, saying that government, in their opinion, has not done enough to ensure that schools in Zimbabwe are COVID-free zones, especially schools in the rural sectors. Let's head over to Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. He's one of the people that we talked to about this issue. Let's hear what he had to say.
The current state of education in Zimbabwe is that everything has been put on hold. Learning, there's no learning that is taking place. The reason being that we do not have any facilities that will provide even for online learning under the current circumstances where we have got a COVID-19 outbreak. We have not modernized our education. I'm speaking specifically in relation to the rural education component in our country. So there's no learning that is taking place at the moment. We could have been having e-learning lessons, but because we do not have all the facility, the infrastructure of facilities that will cut or will help to facilitate e-learning to take place, we don't have those things on ground, so there's nothing that is taking place. And also, as a union, we also came up with a plan where we launched what we call rural learning during COVID-19, where we'll have learning material package, and we'll launch a community kiosk where learners will come and pick their tasks, and then they'll come and drop them there. That will be localized in their communities, and the teachers being assisting them. But there is also need for material support in regard to that.
Now, Mr. Chere, government is facing some resistance with regards of opening to schools by some parents. And, of course, teachers associations such as yours are saying that the schools are not ready. Now, in a hypothetical situation where schools do not open this month, as per government's stating, what would the impact be of extending the closure of schools? And what are the alternative solutions to ensure that students get to write their exams on time and, of course, finish their studies?
The reason why government is facing resistance in terms of reopening school, it is mainly because of the safeness of both the learners and the teachers. There hasn't been much that has been done in terms of guaranteeing or putting measures that will guarantee safety of both the teachers and the learners when schools reopen. But as soon as those things have been put in place, we are dealing with teachers who are professionals, who really want and who really do their job with a passion, and they will be back in schools, also considering that they will be rewarded, because what they are getting is also paltry. So the initiative that is supposed to be taken is to consider education. When you are considering education, we look at both the learner and the educator. Their safeness is one thing that is of most paramount importance, and also we also need the reward to the teachers in terms of what they get, the salaries, so that they also get decent salaries that they will be also able to cater for their families. They can go to teach when they are on empty stomachs. They can go to teach when their children are staying back at home, when teachers are failing to pay for school fees of their own children. So the issue of education going forward in Zimbabwe needs also for those the authorities to consider its importance, to consider the importance of learners, to consider the importance of our teachers as well. So far, we will face a challenge, of course, that schools, if they don't reopen, there's going also to be a postponement of learning, meaning to say that the schools will open later on, and there's need to compensate for the time that has been lost. So what it means is that those students who were supposed to continue to write their examination this year might find themselves writing the examinations later on next year, or at a period when everything when everything's on the ground. To the parents also, they will cry foul, because they paid also their fees. But now the government should come in and also aid or bail out even the teachers, bail out the schools, and bail out even the ZIMSEC, so that everything went on well, so that the time that has been lost by the learners will also be compensated, and at the end of the day we'll produce products. When I say product, we will produce a student or a learner who is also able to fit in any other areas or career paths that they would want to pursue after education.
Tombo batanyai ne rumi rwamai vachere. Vhiki rapfuura takanzwa Honorable Monica Mutsvangwa vachiti hurumende ichange ichitora matanho ose mukudzivirira varayiridzi nevadzidzi pachange pachivhurwa zvikoro, anosanganisira kuonauka kuti muclass panguva imwe chete hamupinde vadzidzi vakawanda. Mamwewo ndeokuona kuti vana pavanouya kuchikoro vachange vakapfeka mamask, vachange pane hand sanitizer nezvimwewo zvikwanisiro zvinodikana kuona kuti chirwere chachitekeshere muzvikoro. Muri kuzvitambirawo seizvi sevarayiridzi?
Hurumende inogona kutaura kuti ichatora matanho ese anenge achitamukudzivirira varayiridzi nevadzidzi panovhurwa zvikoro. Asi izvi hatingangoti zvingai zvitaurwa nemuromo. Chaivapo chekuti changa chakamisa zvikoro zvedu kuti zvivhurwe inyaya yekuti zvikwanisiro zvanga hazvisimo. Zvino panguva yese yekuti zvikoro zvanga zvakavharwa, ndo paifanira kunge zvikwanisiro zvese zvigadziswa zvichiisa. Zvikoro zvisati zvavhurwa, tose topinda muzvikoro toona kuti zvinhu zvese zvavapo here, nekuti tichati zvikwanisiro zvichange zviripo izvo zvisipo. Sekutoziva kwatinoita kuti kumaruwa hakuna zvakaitwa kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa. Kusiya kwezvikoro zvemaprivate college vane mari dzavo nezvikoro zvinoenda vakuru vehurumende zvine mari dzakawanda ndo zvinenge zvaane dziviriro dzakakwana. Asi isu zvikoro zvinoenda varombo, zvinoenda vana vedu vemumaruwa, izvozvo hamuna zvati zvavamo. Saka kuvhura zvikoro zvikoro zvese zvisati zvasvika pasame level yekunge paine masafety measures are in place, tinoona kuti tinenge tichireverana nhema.
Makambotiudzawo kuti sesangano reATUS mune chirongwa chakanangana nekubatsira vadzidzi panguva iyo zvikoro zvakavharwa. Tiudzewo zvizere pamusoro pezvechirongwa ichi.
Tikuzamo wedu nepatinokwanisa kuti tine magrupu atakaisa mumaWhatsApp ekuti vana vanonge vachipiwo ane mbozha nevabereki wavo, tichivadzidzisa pamadande mudande through WhatsApp. Asi havasi vose vanokwanisa kunge vachiwana dzidzo iyi. Saka tinenge tichiapilawo kune vanokwanisa kunge vachitibatsira kuimprova nyaya yedigital neonline education iyoyo kuti vana vange vachikwanisa kunge vachidzidza.
Nemaondero enyu, vadzidzi vachange vakagadzirira bvunzo idzi zvakanaka?
Vadzidzi vanoda nguva yekunge vachimbodzidza kupedzisa pavakasiyira, uyezve nenguva yekurevhaiza. Tichiti mudzidzi apinda muzama, mudzidzi ari kunge achiexaminwa, achanyora zama yezvaakadzidza, tozoona kuti mudzidzi abuda ane mapasiredzi anoenderana nekuti mwana uyu akadzidza zvokwadi. Kwete kuti tinongomuti mwana anga anonyora zama iye asina kunge awana mukana wekudzidza.
Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, one of the organizations that are saying schools in Zimbabwe are not ready to be open. But TUS is not the only organization that stands by this position. So is ZINTA, the Zimbabwe Teachers Organization. Let's head over to Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu of ZINTA to hear what he had to say. Soon after announcing last week, my colleague and VOA correspondent, Sandigena Mchanga, I've got a hold of Dr. Susan Lowe. So let's hear what he had to say about schools opening next week and, of course, on the 28th.
Into enjengamanzi ayikho ukuthi phela ezancedisa abafundi ukuthi bahlanze izandla zabo kanti njalo sibona ukuthi kukhona ukuminyana okuzaba khona lapha ezikolweni kube sekungathi nje lo yilokhana sithi thina iback to traffic ngoba abafundi bazabe beswela indlela zokuhamba ngendlela engaminyananga ezikolweni lapha bayakhona nsuku zonke labo abagada ngensuku ngensuku kuthi ke laba abazebe kusiya umhlawumbe wemaborders yebo kambe bangaswela ithuba lokuthi bahambe kuhle ekuqaleni kodwa ezikolweni zabo bazabe sebefikile bathole inhlala kahle engcono zilawo yini ama mask ayeneleyo balawo yini ama sanitizers balayo yini isepa yokugeza izandla konke lokhana kuyizinto ezikhanya zingathi zizaba shorta kakhulu kubafundi abazabe besiya kuma P3 schools nakuma S3 schools kakhulu emakhaya yebo kambe lezi ezinye izikolo eziphezulu ezingama private schools zingenelisa kodwa ezethu thina abanengi uzulu kandaba ziyabe zingelakho okweneleyo kanti ke lazo azila mali ukuthi zizincedise zithenge ngoba izikolo eziningi kusukela ngoMarch kuzofika lamhlanje bezingabuthi imali kubazali ungasikuthi abazali bayala ukubhadala kodwa kuyibuthi abaningi abazali labo abakho emsebenzini ukuthi benelise ukuthi babhadale lezo ndlela so kusitsho ukuthi ke uhulumende kumele ancedise izikolo lezo ngemali
Siyezwa umbono we-National Primary Heads ukuthi bathi ngempela abesifundo sika grade 7 sebengabhala imhloliso kodwa abe-National Association of Secondary Heads balensolo ezithile liyavumelana labo yini
Umbiko okhanya uhambelana lo ungathi uthinta i-National Primary Schools Heads ungathi kawusimbiko oliqiniso nanku phela lapha esinxa sibuza thina kuzikhulumele ze primary school heads bathi bona azange babutsho lokho kanti ke ungahambi mathi bathi bona sebelungiselele ukuthi sebelakho konke ngokuhlolisisa kwethu ama primary schools yiwo alobunzima obedlula obema secondary schools ngendlela enjalo ke ungathi umbiko lo uyakhutha iqiniso singaphosa sihambelane kakhulu lombiko obikwe yi-National Association yama-Secondary School Heads singenzi izaba elinjengaleli esalenza ngoJune lapho esakhuluma khona ukuthi ama-sanitizers asekhona sisitsho ukuthi izikolo zizashare phosa i-5 liters zingu-10 okuyinto engaphosa itshengisa ukuthi kuyabe kulizaba nje lokho
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu of Zimta. He was echoing similar sentiments to those echoed by Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. They're all saying, when it comes to schools opening, maybe we should wait a little bit. Make sure the government has prepared all schools equally. One thing they are highlighting is private institutions have the luxury and private institutions, when government is talking about PPE being available and so forth, a lot of private institutions might have access to that. However, schools in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe, which is where majority of the people in the country live, would not have access to similar things. So as we wrap up our conversation, Maria Zimbabwe, today on The Connection, we're talking about coronavirus, and we also touched on the discussion of our schools opening. As we speak in Zimbabwe, over 7,298, approximately 7,300 people have contracted coronavirus. The amount of people that have recovered due to COVID-19, as of yesterday, the 7th, are 5,455. And of course, the amount of people that have died due to COVID-19 currently sits at 210. Now, these figures, of course, for yesterday, I've mentioned earlier on in our program that the Ministry of Health has stopped releasing information pertaining to how many PCR tests have been conducted to date. However, as we stand, Muria Zimbabwe, as we speak, it currently sits just yesterday alone, 416 PCR tests were conducted. Yesterday alone, 182 people tested positive for COVID-19. This is amongst the 416 people that were tested. And as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, just yesterday alone, 82 people recovered from COVID-19. The amount of active cases of those 7,298 currently sit at 1,633. And the amount of people that died just yesterday alone is sitting at 2, making the cumulative amount of deaths 210. Wonderful, I'm Tramudi of Zimbabwe. We have come to an end of our program tonight on The Connection. We're focusing on COVID-19 and schools, opening. For those that are tuning in via radio, early on I mentioned this program is pre-recorded. You can catch us on our 3 Facebook pages of VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. My time here is up. Let's meet same time, same place here on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove, Muri Zimbabwe. I go by the name of Michael Hove. Chosangana. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechipiki. Lapa, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Emsakazweni weStudio 7. Pano panepengiro yeStudio 7. Anokoneka nemfaro. Ndine wenyu Mike Hove. Thokoza muhle. Zimbabwe muhle. Bye bye.